You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Oh, brother, keep on playing that music. You know, music is love, and I love to love. And I got very bad news for the gal. Gal, look here. Little Ellie is married. I've been married 8 times, and as fast as the Lord takes them, I'll provide them. I'll never shall forget the first time I went to visit my wife. You know how it is when you go to visit a strange gal. Oh, I thought I'd die. We used to go in the parlor. We couldn't get out in the kitchen. The old lady was making beer out there. We'd go in the parlor and we'd sit on the sofa. Did you ever sit on the sofa, Oh, I thought I'd die. We'd sit on the sofa and we'd lounge around. I'd look up into her eyes, I mean the good one, and I'd say to her, I'd say, does you love your little daddy? And she'd say, Oh, I never knew a woman was so stout. There's a gal that weighs close on to 376 pounds. She was intended for twins, but they forgot to separate her. And smart? Show you how smart she is. She had the 7-year itch and she scratched out of it in 4 years. I'll never forget this woman as long as I live. And lovable? Oh, to show you how jealous she is. There's a woman so jealous, if I happen to stay out of a night and she finds a hair on my coat the following day, I got to take her over to the stable and show her the horse. Last night it took me 4 hours to find a red-headed horse. Oh, and love, I can't get through talking about love. Love is like hash. You got to have confidence to enjoy it. You know, me and my old lady, we've been married 12 years. 12 long years. And we still hold hands. If we ever let go, we'll kill one another. Speaking of love, the gentleman that's playing the tenor, there's a love of a boy. Here's a boy that's keeping company with a young lady for 7 months and shows you what may happen to any young man that's in love. She sued him yesterday for $10,000 for heart bomb. Can you imagine that? Oh, I thought I'd die. Just for playing with her heart. And a certain judge awarded her the $10,000. And the same afternoon out here on the streetcar line, a streetcar hit a young lady and broke 7 of her ribs, and the same judge that awarded this young lady $10,000 because this young musician played with her heart awarded this young lady for losing 7 ribs $8. Ain't that terrible? The moral is to the younger generation of boys that run around, never play with a woman's heart. Kick her in the ribs. It's cheaper. That's my idea of love.
Thank you. Daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, miraculously, or it would seem so. The show must go on eventually, and I'm calling this one System Recovery because that's what I've been doing for the past 2 weeks. I've just seemed to have gotten every single cold out there, but I'm feeling all right. It's just that I don't sound it. But nonetheless, we must do a show because what else are we going to do? So we have chicken soup for the feet here. Al Herman, I Thought I'd Die. Indeed, it felt like that. 1927. Oh, yes, I Thought I'd Die. Andre Castellanets conducts The Man on the Flying Trapeze, 1938 on Brunswick. And Willard Robeson, as usual, with the I Pan a Troubadour's our theme, Wake Up Chillin'. Wake up and take your medicine. 1929. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., the Walking Wounded. And we have, if you want this playlist or any other playlist, go to radiolablog.blogspot.com and just do what you have to do there. It'll definitely lead to good things. It's an interesting thought, if you must. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders. Billy Murray on the vocal, I Can't Get Over a Girl Like You or a Cold Like This, 1926.
Thank you. like me. I keep pinching my arm to see if it's true. I pinched and I pinched till I'm all black and blue. I look in the glass to see what you see in me. I know there's not much to see, gee. I'm so afraid, dear, you've made a mistake. Please marry me, dear, before I awake. For I can't get over a girl like you loving a boy like me.
Thank you.
The Bostonians, that's Ernie Golden's band there. Scrappy Lambert, Billy Hillpot, All By My Own, some 1927, Vocalion. And, yeah, that's what it is. Before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Why Do You Roll Those Eyes? Yes, and I've been rolling mine a lot lately, or something. 1926, yes. Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenader is also from 26. I Can't Get Over a Girl Like You, Billy Murray. And I'm getting over something right now. This is Radiola, and the weather's nice. The birds are singing outside. It's not a digital artifact. If you can hear it, those are birds, so don't complain about that. My technology is flawless. It's just that my system needs recovering. And I'm Andy Senior, and I've recovered from a serious error of judgment. Charles Cayley, I felt like playing this week. Why not? 1926 on Columbia. Nice copy of this. Babyface.
Rosy cheeks and turned up nose and curly hair, I'm raving about my baby now. Ready little dimples here and dimples there, don't want to live without her. I love her, goodness knows. I wrote a song about her, and here's the way it goes. Baby face, you got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a show, 'cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face. Now when you were a baby, not so very long ago, why you must have been the cutest thing. I can picture you at every baby show, just winning every ribbon with your sweet baby way. Say honest, I ain't fibbing, you'd win them all today. Baby face, you've got that come and kiss me baby face. I'd be so happy with you any place. My baby face, my poor brain is reeling. I've got that certain feeling, baby face. Why, each time I kiss you, I'm just floating right through space. Next to myself, you see, what I like next to me is your pretty baby face. Baby face, you sure look pretty with that sweet baby face. You'd win the beauty prize in any race. Baby face, you must be athletic, or is it just cosmetic? Baby face, at any baby show you'd surely take first place. But at the break of dawn, why with all that makeup gone, baby, what a baby face.
I saw you leave, I laughed and said that I'd never grieve, but after my laughter came tears. And I told our friends that I didn't care. I laughed about our whole affair, and after my laughter came tears. My pride kept me from showing them that I was blue, but by myself you'll never know what I've been through. My lips concealed a heart in pain. I made believe, but all in vain, for after my laughter came tears. I laughed and said that was all in fun, but now that my laughing days are done, after my laughter came tears. And I'm just a blind and a blundering fool who's learning in a very bitter school that after my laughter came tears. I little knew the meaning of that word alone. Sweetheart, you'd still be mine if I had only really known. I laughed and killed the thing that I tried, and just too late now I realize that after my laughter came
you would own a camel. So she went and sold that lamb next day. Mary cried about her loss until she bought a horse. Whoa! You should see the way she walks, and she learned to ride a horse. One foot lags, the other balks, and she learned to ride a horse. She took up bareback riding, thought she would get thin. Oh, what an awful shape she's in, since she learned to ride a horse. Say they're out of luck. Whoa, they would rather pull a truck, since she learned to ride a horse.
Seven Little Polar Bears. Harry Reeser, of course, and Tom Stacks. Ever since, no, not ever, since she learned to ride a horse, 1928. That was originally on Cameo. And I don't know the provenance of that. It might have been from the Jeff Healey collection, but that is not my 78, so I always acknowledge when it isn't. If it is, you know it, because it's, because I don't acknowledge it. But if it's somebody else's, but I might have cleaned it up a bit, too. Mitzi, whoever that was, nobody seems to know. There was a Mitzi who was also a recording artist and performer, but that's not her. After My Laughter Came Tears, 1928, so Mitzi was doing that one-name thing even before Cher or Elvis. Charles Cayley, Babyface, nice recording of that, nice compliment, 1926 on Columbia. This is Radiola, and I feel like I feel like I'm the horse that got rode in on, basically. And and I'm Andy Senior, and I feel like I've come in last. On Radiola here. The Yerkes Novelty 5. Yeah. 1919, early stuff. I think Ted Fiorito was in this group, which was astonishing, but there he is. And India. India. Thank you.
on Freshy, poor Freshy, for he's a nut. Nothing but the squirrels hang around him. Why do they all pick on Freshy? Oh, Freshy, at every meal he's a cause. It's just the applesauce. They hate him and date him. No matter what they do, it doesn't faze him. So why do they all call him Freshy, poor Freshy? Because he ain't what he is and isn't what he was.
Eddie Peabody and his band, Arthur Hall on the vocal. That's Freshy. And you've heard that tune before, probably, haven't you? And I've heard it. You played as an accompaniment, I think, for a Harold Lloyd movie. Very nice. Well, that's a good one, yes. The Virginians on Victor, I think one of their first couple of sessions. The Memphis Blues, 1922. And before that, the Yerkes and Novelty Five. India, 1919. Some early dance stuff there for you. Yeah, why not? This is Radiola, and we sound worse than we feel, but we felt worse than this. And what can I say about that? I'm Andy Senior, and I have to do a show. Custom demands it. I took a week off, and then I took another week off. So I'm not going to take any more weeks off. That's going to have to be. We must do it that way. Yes, and we'll proceed now. Van and Schenk, you'll always find a lot of sunshine in my old Kentucky home, 1918.
All the blues have flown away. Say, are you going home today? Yes, to Kentucky. Boy, you're lucky you get there once again. Oh, the humming of the bees and the birdies in the trees. They tell me, are you happy?
Am I happy?
Yes.
I love their melody.
You'll always find a lot of sunshine in your old Kentucky home.
That southern atmosphere makes my worries disappear.
You'll hear the darkies neath the trees.
They play the old-time melodies.
And they croon.
What's that?
A little tune.
Uh-huh.
Of your old Kentucky home.
I always find a lot of sunshine when my dear old mother's near.
Your sweetie, too.
What's wrong with her?
She's just a little bit of sunshine, too.
You said it.
And if you go down there, it's all your splendor.
Stop. Look. I know that you'll surrender to the sunshine of my old Kentucky home. Put on the skillet, put on the lid. Mammy's gonna cook some shortening bread. Can't find the hatchet, bring me the axe. Run and get some bullets from the railroad track.
spreading the table out on the lawn.
Oh, baby, looky here.
Are you going to have company?
Yes, Joe is your bone, cause the bacon, sweet potatoes, and the chicken, the corn. So bring out the butter, bring out the lard, start a pick of chickens in your own backyard.
Know what we mean by we do wine.
We pluck a watermelon right from our vine. And when you taste that chicken, sweet and tender,
oh boy, I know that you'll surrender
to the sunshine of my own Kentucky home. You'll always find a lot of sunshine in my own Kentucky home. In the southern atmosphere, all your worries disappear. You hear the donkeys beneath the trees playing old-time melodies. And they croon a little tune of my old Kentucky home. And if you go down there, it's all its splendor.
Oh boy, I know that you'll surrender
to the sunshine of my own Kentucky
Thank you. say that you'll come back. All the things I promised you could have if you'll come back. Just wait and see how different I can be. I'll cut out my raging, you'll have the angels paid to me. Well, your sympathy, I don't want to be all alone. When I lay my head on my weary bed, I weep and moan. You know that Jack, way down by the railroad track, I bought it and it's paid for and it's yours if you'll come back.
Was a record that attributed to somebody named Ed Clifford, but that was transparent as anything, wasn't it? That was Cliff Edwards on Bell in 1924. I think at that time he was actually under contract to Perfect, Path Actuelle, and went up to Toronto to do some extracurricular recording. And that was If You Come Back, 1924, and I wish that were in better condition, but it's still quite remarkable to own that. Cliff Edwards under somebody else's name, under his own name, but something that was done that was, you know. Let's not even go on beyond that. Irving Kaufman, who was using his own name, Because I Love You, 1926. And the interesting thing is, I just recently saw a Vitaphone short with Van and Schenk, and they did that song, yes, and it's interesting that they did, but that's the tie-in there. You'll always find a lot of sunshine in my old Kentucky home. That was 1918 on Columbia, and a very nice recording it is, too. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm glad to be anywhere at this point. I came down with a terrible thing on New Year's Eve, which is the best possible time. I always manage to get sick on anniversaries, so I don't know what that means. But I've really not felt well, and I had a cold before that, but then I got another, probably some virus of some sort. So not that I need your sympathy or get well cards or even the advice to eat soup, which I've been doing. And I've been reading a lot, too. That's always a good thing. Nobody reads enough, so when you get sick, that's the time to plow through that shelf of books. And that's what I would endorse. I can't bear to do anything else. I can't listen to music. I can't look at anything or listen to anything else. So there's usually a lot of reading entailed. And that's what we did. So And in honor of getting back into music, this is a new CD that was chosen as one of the best 10 by the Chicago Tribune, best 10 jazz CDs, The Fat Babies. And that would be Paul Lissaro leading that on the piano, Bo Sample string bass, Andy Shum cornet, John Otto clarinet, saxophone, Dave Bach trombone, Jake Sanders, tenor banjo on here, and Alex Hall on drums, and here they're playing Willow Tree, and it's a sweet one. Here it is.
Thank you.